Yeah, today it looks good. And I mentioned how good the corn got going once we got it in. And beans were, you know, I kind of remember the season as a year where the corn, you know, we got planted and it took off. We had good stands and it went. And the beans were planted in a very similar time frame, but just really got off to a slow start, you know, for multiple reasons. We got a little cool at the end of May. We had a little bit of isolated frost down in the no-till areas on the border. You pair that with just, you know, you made a little bit of, you know, PPO splash, nothing that hurts the beans, but just everything kind of just lined up to slow them down. Final stand counts weren't as strong as we'd like, but as I always tell everybody, August kind of determines your soybean crop in early September, and once we got kind of, you know, into the middle of July, the beans really found their way. We've had great moisture in August, which you don't always get. A lot of sunshine here. The 15-day forecast looks beautiful for the corn and soybean crop, and, you know, even though we thought maybe, boy, it's going to be no way we're going to get near last year's soybean crop, they've really kind of found their way and are looking pretty good. And on the disease side of the beans, you know, sudden death syndrome is showing up. If you drive around, you're seeing some yellowing, especially on the headlands, compacted areas, and maybe now spreading across the field. I think that's going to be the major disease that maybe, you know, impacts a little bit of yield. You know, I think we all feared white mold. You look at all the moisture hit in August. I think a lot of us are fearing white mold. But it seems like, you know, there's some out there, but maybe not as nuclear as what we thought it could be. And SDS is going to be a thing. And again, just like the corn, think about variety selection for next year. Utilize seed treatments like Alevo, you know, to manage that disease, because that infection took place at emergence, just as it shows up till now. But just a few things to be watching. But, you know, but still, I think the soybean crop is going to have a good finish, and we'll definitely maximize what we had for stands, and we'll see how it all shakes out when it comes in.